1.
So as many of you know, last Wednesday my father-in-law, at age 91, passed away at his home outside of Chicago. And as I said in the note last week that I read for the Stay Tuned audience, the worst part about it all was that my wife wasn't able to be by his side at the end. I've received so many notes of kind condolences from so many of you. I'm very grateful for all of them. They really touched me. There's one note in particular that I wanted to share with all of you, however. It's from a doctor, Hannah Dillon, who works in the ICU at a hospital in Arizona. Here's what she wrote.
2.
Your story about your wife not getting to be by his side was moving and got me thinking about the many Americans in that same situation as loved ones are hospitalized in isolation wards. The most difficult thing about this pandemic for me is not the long hours or the time away from my family or the bruises on my face from the N95 mask. The most difficult thing is that my patients are without their loved ones in their struggle.
3.
I had patients on ventilators whose families are aching to be with them, to hold their hand, to whisper goodbye if that dreaded time comes. The tragedy of physical distancing means we cannot enfold one another at a time when we need it most.
4.
As your wife was not able to be by her father's side, so many people are yearning to be with their loved ones. I wondered if you could share this small comfort with your listeners who may be in pain from the separation. In our hospital, no one is alone. Not when they first arrive, not when they are joyously discharged to recover at home, and not even when they pass from this world.
5.
Before every physical exam I do, before I adjust the ventilator or check the medications or listen to the lungs, I take a moment to hold my patient's hand and speak to them. Even when they are sedated, even though gowns and masks and gloves separate us, I greet them, I tell them we're fighting for them, I remind them that they are loved.
6.
Our nurses learn the names of wives and children and friends and speak to the patient about them while they do their work. Your wife told me the roses are blooming, says one nurse as she repositions a patient. Your son will be so happy to hear that you're awake, says another. We stay. We are always there. We know so many of you, the families of the sick, would give anything to be there yourself.
7.
I am so profoundly sorry that you cannot be. But please take some small measure of comfort in knowing that we are doing what we can to be a family to them until we can get them back to you. They are never alone.
8.
Thank you, Doctor, for your words of comfort. And thanks to all the doctors and medical professionals who are working so hard at great risk to themselves to get us through this pandemic. And for the rest of you, keep writing in. I love hearing what you have to say.